Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. So much rain in California and so much more to come.
Along coastal areas, generally looking at like 1 to 3 inches of rain. Some of the terrain, we'll see more. So some of that favored coastal terrain could see up 3 to 4 or 5 inches. Same thing in Southern California, like the bigger cities like Los Angeles, San Diego, probably an inch, inch and a half. But you get east of the cities into some of the terrain, and we could be looking at 3-4 inches or more in those areas.
Meteorologist Mark Chouinard. The storms in recent days are blamed for several deaths in the state. The White House says attorneys for President Biden have found more documents, more classified, in his Delaware home. CBS's Adriana Diaz has the latest.
President Biden's lawyers have been looking through his papers, looking for anything with classified markings that would be relevant to what's now become a special counsel investigation. But because these lawyers don't have clearance to look at classified materials, when they see something that appears classified, they stop their work in that area so that someone with classified clearance can come and take a look and then turn that paper over to the Department of Justice.
These latest pages were found in a room next to Mr. Biden's garage and date back to Biden's time as vice president. A federal judge in New York has unsealed portions of former President Trump's deposition in a sexual assault case brought by magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll. Carroll alleges Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store in the mid-1990s. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson breaks it down for us.
President Trump tends to be very disjointed in his deposition responses. So some people think he's saying, yes, I sexually assaulted Jean Carroll, but she liked it because she thought it was sexy. Overall, however, it appears plain that President Trump is denying that this sexual encounter ever occurred.
Carroll has also sued former President Trump for defamation. The Treasury Secretary is sounding the alarm. CBS's Jeff Glore has the story.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the U.S. could hit its $31.4 trillion debt ceiling by Thursday. In a letter to House and Senate leaders Friday, Secretary Yellen asked Congress to raise the debt limit or suspend it. She says if one of these actions are not taken, the Treasury will likely have to take extraordinary cash measures to avert a default until June. Yellen warned a default could cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy.
Raising the debt limit in a divided Congress is not going to be easy. Many Republicans have already signaled their opposition. Britain is providing tanks to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
The BBC understands that around a dozen Challenger 2 tanks will be sent. Additional artillery systems will also be provided.
The BBC's David Wallace Lockhart.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy whites, actually.
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude. Knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, everybody listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along. My name is Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker, and this is Max Inc. Radio. Local, original local music from the state of Wisconsin, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And Rocker, it's time for Live in the Devil's Lair.
Jimmy, our next performer in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, got his start on guitar at 16, inspired by the metal band Metallica, played the music of Yngwie Malmsteen and drifted to Nirvana and Radiohead. We're talking evil headbanging, Jimmy.
Yes.
Somewhere along the way, Jordan Story began a new chapter of his musical journey, venturing into the land of coffee shops, songwriters, acoustic guitars, and maybe even a brand muffin. Having recently released his fifth album, Raised Wild, Jordan Story is here to tell us about the new album, play some songs, and tell his story. Jordan Story, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Good to be here.
Fiber is important, so that brand muffin is good.
Jordan, for our listeners across Wisconsin who may not be familiar, tell us your backstory. I had no idea you were such a metalhead.
Yeah, I got into Metallica. I heard it on the radio and was instantly hooked.
What song?
It was Enter Sandman. Okay. It was that or Unforgiven, but it was off the Black Album, so I immediately was hooked. I was like, that's it.
So early Metallica. Now, your wife went to high school together, but you didn't know each other. Are you glad she missed the Metallica t-shirt phase, and do you have any of those t-shirts still in your closet?
You know, I wish I did. I just wore them so much. They disintegrated pretty much. They had a lot of holes. But if she would, she probably did see me, and she was probably, who's that weirdo? But yeah, it worked out.
Wait a minute. We have his wife right here. Danielle, can you please comment on the t-shirts?
Well, he still has some David Bowie t-shirts.
Yeah, I got some.
Horse t-shirt.
The t-shirt management is always a struggle for me anyway.
Oh, it is, right?
Mrs. K is always saying, get rid of this t-shirt, get rid of this t-shirt.
You never can't. Wear it. It's like one of my favorite bands.
And then I see it, I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot to go wear this t-shirt. That's funny. T-shirts. So I got a Metallica. So I actually got into metal with Metallica too, Jordan.
Cool. Oh, really?
But it was Master of Puppets.
Oh yeah.
And then of course Injustice for All. I actually had an old jean jacket through high school
with a Metallica patch.
With a Metallica patch on the back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is about Metallica, but it just, you have to put that icon like on things. I had it on my car, and I drew it in class and stuff like that. So I'm like, this guy's crazy.
Danielle, what was your patches? What was your band to go to?
I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, Grateful Dead at the time.
Oh, that's not
anymore,
bad.
But yeah.
Dancing Bears and Skulls.
That was my teenhood.
Hippie.
We were just talking about that, long dresses and tie-dyes.
Yes,
and
I don't know why my parents let me leave the house, but
they didn't.
To meet a Metallica guy.
Yes, right. Who would have thought at the time?
Match made in heaven.
Yes.
Now, Jordan, you didn't start singing and writing until you got into Nirvana and Radiohead. What changed for you from Metallica?
You know, Metallica, I love the guitars. I love the just the heaviness of it. It really hit me. But once I saw like Kurt Cobain and Tom York and them, they sang differently. They wrote differently. So I'm like, oh, I want that. And that really made me want to sing, really made me want to write. But with Metallica was more just guitar and learning about that. So,
well, let's get to some live music by Jordan Story here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you're going to perform for us tonight is from your new album, Raised Wild, and we played here on Max Inc. Radio. It's called Valerie. Tell us about this song before you play.
So this song I wrote a while ago. I really don't know how I wrote it. I just knew it was in my collection. But it's basically about a brutal relationship in like the early 1900s or something like that. That's how I pictured it. But no cars, no nothing like that. So horse and buggy. But yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. It's just a pretty cold, type situation.
All right. Well, let's check it out. One quick question. Does Danielle need her mic on during the song, or are you singing, Danielle?
Come on, honey.
Definitely
sing.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. She
does not want me to sing.
All right. Guest singer, Danielle.
It's Jordan Story, live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, Valerie. You packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, Valerie, you got the best of me. Valerie, bathed me with sex and wine while she was busy taking clothes up the line. Always had one foot out the door. By the time I realized I couldn't stand or find my pride, she made off with my heart and my time. Oh, Valerie,
packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Got the best of me, Valerie. Walked down the street in style as if she was new in town, with an old suitcase and a dress hem to size. Stopped to look in the glass to brush off what little passed. She just fixed her hat and gave a little smile. Packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, Valerie, you got the best of me. You got the best of me, Valerie.
Nice. Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Jordan, your dad seemed to play a big part in your musical career and been around nurturing your musical inner spirit since you were young. Talk about your dad a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your dad. He's been in bands around the area. And how did he help you foster you during your musical journey?
Well, since I was a kid, I just always remember him singing, playing guitar, playing music. So it was always a part of, all of my family's life. We always heard it. And I remember he worked at a music store, and I would go there after school and just hang out. I would be around just all this equipment and stuff that now I wish I knew what the heck I was around, because it's just probably really good gear. But I'd go there and get Little Caesar's Pizza, hang out, and just be around music. And I see him go to gigs on the weekends and stuff. So it's
that here in Madison?
No. It's Janesville, the Janesville area. Janesville, he went other places too. But yeah, just it was something that it was always around, but I didn't really pick it up until I was like 16. So it was going to happen. I just didn't, you know, I didn't know when.
What bands was your dad in? Any names we would be familiar with?
No. This is back in the day. And well, he would sue me if I told you. But he would.
Well, if he told us, we might play his music later.
Is your dad in Journey?
Yeah. No. He's great. He's a great songwriter. He's you know, he played in cover bands and did some original stuff. But yeah, he's big inspiration.
Now your dad, he's been a big part of your recent releases, singing and playing bass on your last two albums. What was it like being able to record with your father?
It was cool. It was a trip. Definitely learned a lot. He's got a lot of knowledge, and I never really worked with a bass player or been in that kind of situation, because I've always written by myself, and it's cool to work with somebody, but then when it's your dad, it's even more special. So
what's his name, your dad?
Marshall. The Marshall Story. Yeah.
So Marshall Jones. And he's going to sue it. So does he have good lawyers, or?
Does he have what?
Good lawyers?
I don't know. I can't talk about it. Okay. It's still under investigation.
Well, I hope he doesn't use high-watt amplifiers.
Right.
Let's get back to live music with Jordan Story in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song is the title track from your latest album, Raised Wild. Is this song about the apple not falling far from the tree?
No, I mean, it's about, I don't know how to describe it. So it's about somebody who is raised in just a very pure way, something they love, like whether it's in, you know, just beautiful country, beautiful surrounding, and then they do the normal thing, go to college and stuff like that, just find out that it's not for them, and they just go back home and, you know, really live life, I guess you could say. But yeah, raised wild.
All right. Jordan Story is live in the Devil's Lair. If you want to call and ask Jordan a question, he would be happy to answer it for you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. It's Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair.
I'm born dirt poor, but rich with kisses, with a mother's love and a father's talks, and old screen doors that never shut, to help the summer winds help guide her heart. She was raised. Louisiana was the best place as a child. She was raised wild. Went to school in Mississippi, that's where she made a killing, just to run back home to farm. She was raised wild. Born dirt poor, but rich with flowers. In a farmer's garden, vines grow around the gates that never close, to help the summer winds help guide her heart. She was raised wild, playing in the sun in South Louisiana was the best place as a child. She was raised wild. She made a killing just to run back home to farm. Oh, girl, don't you know, girl, that you're wild? Oh, girl, don't you know, girl, that you're farm. She was raised wild. She was raised wild. She was raised wild.
Nice. Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Once again, if you want to ask Jordan a question, bring it, 844-967-2789.
Jordan, you released your first album in 2009, and you produced a claymation video that took a million hours to complete.
That's true.
Tell us about this.
What is a claymation video, too? I'm not familiar with
that. Well, it's stop motion.
Yeah, okay.
It was that was the first thing. It was videos in general, like home videos. And it was with Play-Doh, like actual Play-Doh. And what I found out was if you have Play-Doh out too long, it gets dry. So by the time the end of the video, their eyeballs were falling off and their mouths. It was like old school, like those old school dinosaur movies, yeah, where they're like, ugh.
Gumby.
Yeah, Gumby, pretty much.
And just so it took a million hours. I mean, obviously not that many. But what was the biggest challenge? Or you just have to keep buying more Play-Doh?
It's just, well, yeah, I kept the same pack. I think it was like one of my nephew's Play-Doh or something like that. But the hardest part was just it consistency. You just had to keep it was move apart, take a picture, move apart, take a picture. There were just so many frames. I don't know how I did it, but if you look at it on YouTube, you'll be like, that's not that impressive. but I'm telling you, if you ever do claymation or stop motion, it is a pain with an old school camcorder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It was fun.
After your second album came out, you joined up with a few friends in a cover band for 6 years. What brought you back to writing original music? Don't you like making money?
yeah. I just got burnt out on it. I mean, it was definitely fun times. We had a lot of good experiences, like just crazy stuff, like drunk guys spilling over monitors into the drum set. It was interesting stuff, but I definitely loved it. But I got burnt out, and I just wanted to do originals again.
What cover band were you in, and what was the category of the song catalog?
You know, it was a medley, I guess. It was pretty much everything. Yeah.
What was your favorite song you played in the cover band?
Oh God,
favorite song.
There were
3 seconds.
You know, we played Killer Queen.
Killer Queen.
Yeah. Right.
What was your least favorite? The song you hated.
Oh my God. We played Hotel California. I mean, not like it isn't a bad song, but it's right. Just, God, when you play it like 800,000 times, I mean, it's just like, oh God.
You know, I can only imagine musicians and cover bands. I mean, it's hard to hate music, but sometimes you hear this song like Hotel California, you just want to kick it and get out of here.
Yeah, because I got a normal job after that. So they played music over the thing.
And can you tell me what exactly is a normal job?
Well, yeah, good question. it was, you know, the funny thing is actually a lunch lady. You became a lunch lady? Yeah, because my mom had a job. She had a job at the school. And I was just like, yeah, you know, what am I going to do now? So I was writing music, but she's like, why don't you come here? It's a good job. And it was interesting. Like, it was fun. I enjoyed it, but they were playing music and I'm like, oh God, I know this song. This brings me back. And then I have like PTSD and like, they're like, are you okay, Jordan? Are you okay? No, I'm kidding. But it was fun.
I would be that one kid that brings my hot dog up to you yelling at you because there's ketchup on it.
Oh yeah,
there's ketchup on my hot dog, lunch guy.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the story. I had more stories with that, but it was fun. I mean, the kids look, because I'm like 800 feet tall in the school, like compared to the kids, and I had long hair at the time, so they were looking at me with a tilted head, like, who is this guy?
But he's got a Metallica patch.
Check this out, kid.
Oh my. Well, let's get back to some live music with Jordan Story in The Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from the Rise and Shine album, and it's called Untuned Cars. Is this song about cars in A minor?
No. Well, I mean, it is cars, but it's basically, I don't know, I wrote the song when I was just driving home. It was just a beautiful sunset. It was a summer day, and it was just, it felt good. It just felt good to, you know, stick your hand out the window and enjoy the summer. Because it's that time, like, right before it's getting in the fall. Mm. And it's just, you soak it up. So I'm pretty sure that's the inspiration from this.
I can look forward to those days. It's Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair right now on Max Inc. Radio.
Driving in an untuned car, making our way from the city light. Driving with our hands outside, no direction, just our dreams in mind. Try, it just feels right. Just feels right. Sunlight beats down on our face, Faster we go, lines pick up the pace. Driving with our feet outside. No direction, just our hopes in mind. Stride. Just feels right. Driving nights long and far, waiting for weekends for the businessman's heart. Driving sliding hands outside, no direction, just our dreams inside. It's right, it just feels right. It just feels right. It just feels
Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair. It's a pretty cool song. I like that. Now that's off your third album, Rise and Shine, right?
Yep.
That came out in 2018. Tell us a little bit about that album and the recording process. And there's a couple of videos too, I guess.
Yeah. So that was the first one. It was in production. Like it was because when I first was the first couple albums, it was just me in the basement on some recording equipment, and I had no idea about the sound of computers in the background and the size sound of air conditioning. Mm. But this, the Rise and Shine album was with my friend Brian. He helped me record it. He had all this gear, all this stuff that just sounded awesome. Just made it that the music go to a level that I had never, you know, been before. So then my friend Don, he is in music, videos. He helped me with the music videos, and he's awesome. He's like this evil genius with videos. He's got a great eye, and he really, really helped me with doing the music videos and created like the image that I wanted. So
it sounds like video is a real interest of yours. Like you've incorporated a few different ways.
Yeah, wait, say it again. Sorry.
Well, you did the claymation video and this video here. It just seems like you really enjoy video and you like to capture your music in that medium.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I it was kind of unexpected because when I did when I started doing music, I was like, "Hey, I can put this to the 'cause videos just look so much better when they're, you know, music's to them, or like a movie, a scene in a movie where they play music, it makes it so much more dramatic.
Right.
Where I kind of, you know, that was one of my first love was doing home videos, like getting, you know, video of my brothers getting mad. It was fun. I just good videos of that. But then it eventually turned into, you know, something artistic and creative. So, yeah, I'm really happy that I have that. And I've, done some work in it.
Jordan Story is live in the Devil's Lair. We're going to take a break right now. We got to pay some bills, but when we come back, we'll have some more live music. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area: Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. More Devil's Lair coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going to do some headbanging here, Jordan.
I don't know. I don't have the hair for it, no.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back live in the Devil's Lair on a Saturday night, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Max Inc. Radio also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery. They got live music. You can see all the happenings right now at fullmilebeercompany.com.
We're back here with Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair. Jordan, tell us about Jeeps.
Oh, gosh. I like a love-hate relationship with them. I love working on them. I know people say, what are you doing? But man, I had no choice. Like my Cavalier took a crap and I had a Jeep that I just used to haul around and that was old. So I'm like, okay, either I can get a used car or a new car or just go get a mechanic set and work on it. And that's what I did. I just replaced a couple like sway bar links and a ball joint and I was like hooked. I'm like, this is awesome. So ever since then, my wife has to put up with it. Me in the driveway working on it.
Now tell me about Jeeps at Taco Bell.
Oh, what Jeeps at Taco Bell?
This is a movie, right?
Yeah. It's a horror movie.
In 2020, you came out with your fourth album, Neverland, and like many bands during the pandemic, you invested into a portable studio to record. Tell us about that experience.
That, I had no idea what I was getting into. We're still talking about Jeeps, right? No. In the recording in the recording stuff. I mean the microphones, the preamps, all that stuff is just huge. But it's a lot easier now. It's a lot easier to get like the prosumer stuff. So it was the first endeavor for me to really get into production and stuff and really get an ear for that whole art. It's something I really respect.
Let's get back to live music with Jordan Story in The Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from the Neverland album, and it's called Be My Girl. You know, you'd think that the world would have had enough of silly love songs.
Yeah, it's definitely not silly, but I mean, this is like a pretty much a brutal, it's just a brutal love song. And I was like, you know what, I'm writing too many happy, fun type songs. I'm like, I gotta do this. And I don't know why. I don't know if I wrote the song first, like the progression and the melody, and then I did the lyrics, but it really came together. And when I first came up with it, I'm like, I don't know if I like this. I don't know if people will like it, but it ended up being one of my favorite ones on the album, and it's pretty cool.
We play this song quite often on Max Inc. Radio, and it's one of my favorite Jordan Story songs. Let's hear it live right now. Live in the Devil's Lair is Jordan Story.
Angels on her cheeks and devil on her tongue. Sweetest little smile, break your knees for fun. And I said, hey, be my girl. Starry, starry eyes, black holes in time. Getting drunk off lips, get your teeth kicked in. I said, hey, be my girl. Feels like I've seen you here before. Something about the way you break down the door. I know I look a little out of place. Watch me do my thing. Cut off some limbs to fit in. Hydraulic press fast, flamethrower line, a Mack truck surprise, a mine that'll bring you down. Feels like I've seen you here before. Something about the way you break down the door. I know I look a little out of place. Watch me do my thing and cut off some limbs to fit in.
Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. I really like that song. It sounds different acoustically, and paying attention to the words, you're right. It's a very aggressive song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, did I write that? What the heck?
Jordan, your first passion in life kind of got your parents a lot of calls.
Oh, gosh.
concerning teachers. Were you harassing the lunch lady at school, or what happened?
Yeah, I'm like, I want more food. Yeah. Where's my food? Yeah, I drew in class, and it was a lot of the times I couldn't pay attention in class, but I always would draw, and it just happened to be like zombie apocalyptic. And this was like before like Resident Evil or anything like that. It was just, I don't know where I got the idea, but I like drawing zombies, and it wasn't like gory or anything. It was just funny. Like I thought it was funny to have zombies with like brooms for arms and chainsaws for legs or something. So I know it's weird, but like the teacher's like, all right.
It scared the hell out of them, huh?
Yeah, and I wasn't crazy, but the teachers would be like, all right, we're going to learn about George Washington now. And then they look down at Jordan's paper and there's a zombie on it. So they'd be like, all right, I'm going to call Jordan's parents and, explain what's going on. But my parents were really cool about it. They understood that I was, I love that stuff.
Seems kind of normal for a kid to do that to me.
All right, good. I feel better.
Yeah. Jordan is such a nice boy's name. Oh, man. You know, Jimmy, I'd like to also point out that there's going to be no question about Jordan's upcoming shows, because he's not planning on playing anywhere. So tonight, live, is a really special occurrence for Jordan.
It's a treat for us, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. This is awesome.
Is there a reason why you don't play a lot of shows? Or
I do miss playing shows, and I love that whole environment, but right now I'm really enjoying making a catalog. Mm-hmm. I really want to. I have so many, from being in a cover band for years, I have so much material written up that this past album, the Raised Wild, I'm finally caught up. Like now I'm going to start working on stuff I'm recently working on. So it's exciting, and I'm just going to keep pumping them out.
During the recording of your latest album, Raised Wild, you and your wife bought a new home and had a son and daughter. Tell us about Jordan Story, the dad.
It's absolutely beautiful, lovely, and insane at the same time. I mean, it's really, I had no idea when you have a kid, let alone a couple kid, what it's going to be like, but it's... You are absolutely in love, but you think you're losing your mind at the same time. But it's beautiful nonetheless.
He's the best dad ever, by the way.
Danielle, awesome. Are you prepared to get the phone call from the teachers that your son is drawing zombies during history class?
I am prepared. I had some practice with Jordan, so the apples don't fall far from the tree, especially with my daughter. My daughter is Jordan.
What kind of music do they like?
Gwynnie's obsessed with the Beatles. She's our 3-year-old. Yeah. She's been obsessed with the Beatles since she was born, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. And Jordan's music. She loves Jordan's music.
We force her to. We're like, you're going to listen to this.
We're her parents.
The Beatles.
Now, how old are they? Three and?
One.
One, yeah.
Three and one.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happens is then they grow up, right? And then you get a dog and you get to relive this all over again.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's what's happening in the Rocker household. The kids,
Dash, I hear you out there.
The kids are growing and doing their thing. Yeah. And Dash is waiting for Rocker to get home to take him outside.
Dash the Morky.
Yeah.
Jordan, during the record, let's get back to live music in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from your first album, Lights Are On, and it's called Curtain Calls. Tell us about this song before you play.
So the first album I had was probably the most raw album that I've had. I didn't really have a lot of influences. I didn't really sound like anything. I look back at it and I'm like, I'm really happy with it. It is raw. Like the recordings and all that were pretty just noisy and stuff like that, but it's something that I'm really proud of, and it was definitely a thing I enjoyed.
Let's check it out right now. It's Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, you work and a smile, your words are part of lullabies. Hey now, don't look so shy, you found it hard, but you know it'll be alright. Since you can't decide, then I guess I can only wonder why, with a face like this, with a face. It's a long story, it's a sad story, but hey man, don't look so surprised. But your words are more than alibis. Hey man, don't look so surprised. But your words are more than alibis. Rearview mirrors becoming pictures of what you left behind. You never thought that these songs would be the ones forgetting their lines. Since you can't decide, then I guess I can only wonder why, with a face like this, with a face. It's a long story, it's a sad story, but hey man, so surprised. But your words are more than alibis. Hey man, don't look so surprised. But your words are more than words are more than alibis. Hey man, don't look so surprised. But your words are more than alibis.
Yeah, Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's see here. I want to tell you, make sure you get the app, the Civic Media app, because that's the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio. And a rocker is coming up at 10 o'clock with Max Inc. Heavy. And I'm frantically trying to get to our Max Inc. Radio calendar. Hang on 1 second. Here it is. Next week, rocker, Abby Spencer is going to be live in the Devil's Lair.
Wow, that's going to be crazy. That's one of Terry's. She's bringing her on, right?
I have not met Abby yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Jordan, you're awesome, man. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me.
Jordan, tell us about your latest album, your newest album, Raised Wild. How is that kind of recorded? And tell us a little bit of the backstory about your latest release.
So the... I got, it's just basically the same thing as Neverland. I mean, it was, I had this huge batch of songs and then picked some. And then this one is just better. I felt more comfortable with the recording process. I got together with my friend Billy Bratz on drums. And we always start with drums. And just to kind of get an idea of it, and this album was no different. It just felt good. The writing felt good, because when you first write it on, like, in your own room, you think it's going to be one way, and you think, oh man, this is going to be a great song, and then by the time you get done with it with production, you're like, oh my god, I don't know, that doesn't sound good. But mm-hmm. then other ones you're like, wow, that just sounds amazing. So I totally love the process of it, and this album was no different. This is probably the most proud I've been of an album in a while. I'm really happy with it. So
the couple of songs we've been playing here on Max Inc. Radio that you sent us, Valerie and We Got High, the production of value of them are really good, and they're just good songs.
Awesome
to listen to.
Awesome, thank you.
What's coming up in the future for Jordan Story, and how can we keep up with you online?
Well, I'm thinking about making my own brand of beef stew. Get it with Jordan Story, beef stew. No. I'm doing the same thing. Just I'm going to continue writing, keep working with just trying to be a better producer, better musician, better writer. I really love it. I'm really passionate about it, and I feel very fortunate and blessed to have it in my life. So,
are you going to be teaching your kids music? Are you going to get behind them if they get?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, whatever they want, I'll be totally supportive. But that's what I always appreciate with my parents. They never wanted me to, you know, fit in a thing, like do a certain thing. They're always right. Like, you do what you want, do what makes you happy. And you know, thankfully, I did find music.
They let you find your own way, kind of.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Totally.
So in another, like, maybe 15, 20 years, we could be sitting here talking to a kid saying, hey, so how was it recording with your dad?
Yeah, he's like, he's a loser.
I would be shocked if we're here 15 years from now, Rocker, doing this radio show. So, Danielle, do you do music yourself, or what do you do?
I wish I could say I did, but that's actually
why don't we say this? We met when I was giving her guitar lessons.
My guitar teacher. Yeah.
I gave her one guitar lesson. I'm like, hey, want to go on a date?
Yeah. The mandolin is my spirit instrument, but okay. I know like three chords, so I can kind of.
I see.
Which tune is that?
Yeah.
What?
C A.
Which tune were you teaching her?
I don't know. She was so like hippie. Like when she walked in, I was just like, what? That's why I loved her. I loved her. She when I met her, she was just kind of wandering around the music store like, I like this. And I love her. She's cool. But I think the song, I don't know. You usually start with.
I don't think we learned any songs. We talked about hiking and camping.
I know. She kept asking me questions. I'm like, where's my 20 bucks? But yeah, it was awesome. Usually I start with hot cross buns. I'm like, hey, want to play hot cross buns?
That's a great story. That's awesome. That will be a story that the kids will appreciate a little bit until they get like in their 30s. Then they'll really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
That's awesome.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for coming in to play for us tonight on The Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore Cimino Pies. The next song you have for us tonight is from your new album, Raised Wild, and it's called We Got High. Is this song about a safety meeting?
No. No, it's definitely that John Denver. I don't know. I mean, it's like a John Denver, Rocky Mountain High type thing. But I guess you can take it whatever way. It's a metaphor. It's for you to decide.
I love it.
Oh, do you? Yeah. When this was another song that I wrote that I was like, I don't know, is this too happy? I don't know. I always end to, you know, the funny thing is when you write songs, it's easy to write unhappy songs, for me anyway. But when it comes to happy songs, it's like, it's difficult. But this one panned out. I guess they just don't make the cut. But with this one, I was like, yeah, this is nice. And it's fun. I hope I explained that right. Yeah.
Well, let's check it out right now. Jordan Story live in The Devil's Lair. Jordan, we got about 5 minutes before that hard break I was telling you about. We Got High on Max Inc. Radio.
Last day of school, it was her first day. Transfer from Duluth. She likes the widows who misbehave. That explained the Duluth. And we got high, high, high. And we got high. pickup truck, so I settled for you. Four pints of cold air intake, man, the thing really flew. And we got high, and we got high. We drove that car down the freeway with the death wish stuck in our minds. You could hear those old tires squealing and the hubcaps rolling on time. Get for your life and be in love all at the same time. And we got high. Years later she moved away, got a job making shoes. No risk, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we had high. Yeah, we got high.
Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair. Jordan, we can't thank you enough for bringing your guitar.
Thanks for having
me. And singing for us tonight is awesome, man. Real quick, remind us where we can find you online.
MySpace. No. I'm on, this is the first album that I really put all my music on, all the music platforms. So you can get on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. You know, to tell you the truth, I know there's a lot of them, but it's on there. That's all I know. But I have a Facebook page, Jordan Story Music. You can go on Instagram. I post random stuff. It's not even music related. It's great.
Jeeps.
Yeah, Jeeps. Watch me taking a baseball bat to my Jeep.
Now that I'd pay admission for.
That's the next Patreon music video.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right. Jordan, thanks again. Danielle, great to meet you as well.
Thank you
for coming in, and good luck with parenthood. You're in the terrible toddler stage right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
The morky is just around the corner for you. All right. Let's see here. Rocker, what do you got coming up in Max Inc. Heavy, dude?
A lot of good heavy music, Jimmy. We had a bunch sent in that's new. I have to check. I'm going to be checking it out along with people because it's new music. Plus throwbacks, plus Essential Last Crack at 11. It's all heavy and hard rock, all from Wisconsin, Jimmy.
All right, Maxine Kevy coming up after the top of the hour. Abby Spencer is live in the Devil's Lair next week. We look forward to that. We send our best wishes out to Terry Barr. And Rocker's up next. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. This is some Metallica here for Jordan here on the way out.
Yeah.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.